Good afternoon, everyone. Today is the 30th of April. I'm way behind today. I got on input overload. I had to do a lot of chores today, a lot of running around. I want to talk just to briefly, a short little devotional on gifts. It never ceases to amaze me how some people have tremendous abilities in one area and other people have abilities in another area, and never the twain shall meet. You know, I have a few gifts God's given me, but there's some things that I can't even compare to some people's abilities. A friend of mine recently posted, I used to actually office with this guy some, and he posted he had just attended an international convention where he was named as a $5 million money earner. Yours truly has never made $5 million, I'll tell you that, even though I officed with this guy at one time. But Proverbs tells us it's God's the one that gives the power to get wealth. Well, God's also the one that gives gifts to men. We see in Romans 11:29, the gifts and God are without repentance. There are many, many passages in Scripture that refer to gifts. 1 Corinthians 12 has to do a lot with gifts. He says there are diversities of gifts in the same Spirit. 1 Corinthians 14:1, follow after charity and desire spiritual gifts, but rather that you may prophesy. Ephesians 4:8, wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. 1 Corinthians 12:31, covet earnestly the best gifts, and yet I show you a more excellent way. He says in 1 Corinthians 14:12, even so ye therefore, as much as you're zealous of spiritual gifts, seek ye that ye may excel to the edifying of the church. First Corinthians 12:30, have all the gifts of healing, do all speak with tongues, do all interpret. First Corinthians 12:28, God has set some in the church, first apostles, secondarily prophets, thereby teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healing, helps, governments, diversities of tongues. Well, the reason I'm talking about this is because sometimes people become very jealous of other people because they have been given gifts that they don't have. I spoke earlier about this fellow that I used to office with that was recently recognized in an international convention for earning $5 million. That's a lot of money in my pocket, you know. I've never seen that kind of money, and probably never will. He says in Matthew 7:11, if ye then being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? Well, you know, I think we need to learn what gifts God has given us and how we're to use them. I was in lunch and a guy said, called me an elder, and I go, I'm not an elder. One time I was an ordained deacon in a Primitive Baptist church, and then later I found out they were conditionalists, so I had to get out of there. But, you know, I don't consider myself an elder, but I do preach the gospel, and I do devotionals every morning, and I do work with my son in reading scriptures every morning and try to give a little comment about the scriptures he's reading, but I don't consider myself an elder. You know, I'm not an ordained elder. But you know, I preach at Pineville Grace Fellowship, which that's our little house church here, you know. So anyway, God gives different gifts, but you know, our little devotionals have gone around the world, you know, and we're on a number of social media platforms. But again, I don't expect anybody to call me a pastor or a reverend or an elder or a deacon or a professor or even a teacher. I taught school for a while. But the reason I'm bringing this up is because sometimes people that have those titles like pastor or elder or deacon let it go to their head. They get all proudful about it, don't they? I have a friend of mine down in Harrison, Arkansas that went through seminary and began to study, and God showed him the doctrines of grace, and he barely made it out of seminary, and they couldn't even find a church for him because nobody wanted to hear the truth of sovereign grace. So he went to work for Tyson Chicken. And worked at Tyson Chicken for 22 years, you know. But we're to be salt and light wherever we go, you know. So that's kind of what's on my mind this morning. Don't be jealous of other people if they have these highfalutin titles. And everything is a gift that's given to us by God. Be thankful for the gifts God has given us. And try to live according to the Word of God and be exemplary in what we do in our lives. May the Lord be with you. God bless.